Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The last steam room of 2023. Has just begun.
Shout out to all the kids out there getting ready for Santa Claus.
Yeah, shout out to everybody out there getting ready for
a love for the kids, Santa Claus.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome everybody to the Steam Room. Ernie Johnson, Charles Barkley. I see that you have your freshly creased jeans on.
Apparently, this is what old people do.
Not all old people, and I'm older than you. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. I told you. Last one of the year.
But not of the season. The steam room season, just of the calendar year.
Yes.
We'll be back on, I guess, January 4th, somewhere around there. Yeah, somewhere around.
It'll be 2024.
It will be. So, you pumped up today? Sometimes you say I'm in a really good mood. Sometimes
I am in a really good mood. Okay. Because, you know what? It's for the kids. You know, with my two grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
Henry's old enough now. Shout out to my people at Nike who sent me some little shoes.
Mm.
You know, I did a commercial for them. They're coming out with a line of small shoes. So my girl Gladys at Nike hooked me up. And my kids look so cute in their little Nike little shoes.
You know what? I still have a pair of tiny ones that Eric, my oldest son, wore when he was, you know,
young?
2-3 years old. Yeah. Yeah, little tiny baby Jordans. Michael signed them.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah. And that was back when I was working at WSB.
Wow.
And the Bulls were in town, so I was just down there at their shoot around and took those down there and said, you know, I'm just going to see if Michael would be game to sign these bad boys. And he did it.
They could be worth a pretty penny.
Yeah, they're nice.
They are.
What's on your mind, man? What's your first of all?
My first of all is Draymond Green and Ja Morant.
Yes.
Two terrific players who got to get this thing under control.
Ja Morant, by the way,
is playing tonight.
Returning on tonight. TNT.
Yeah, can't wait.
On this Tuesday night, yes.
And so both guys, I want to tell them, I like both guys, but they got to stop. Like everybody say, I did stupid stuff. Yeah, I did do stupid stuff, but at some point I stopped. I didn't continue to keep doing stupid stuff because it's not just about you. It's about your team. I mean, the Grizz probably out of it for the year.
Debatable.
Well, they would have to go on a huge, huge win.
Yeah, we'll see what they do because with the play-in now, you know, if you can get to 10.
Yeah.
And right now tied for 13. If you can get to 10, then you put yourself in the play-in. We'll see. But it's going to take, a heck of a run from this point on.
So I want to just tell Draymond, we like you. We both like Draymond.
Yeah.
But, yo, at some point, we can't keep saying he's a good dude. You know, if you're a good dude, you don't keep doing stupid stuff.
Yeah. Indefinite suspension from the league after the other night, what he said was an accident when he hit Yusuf Nurkic. But Shams Charania saying that he thought it would be 3 to 4 weeks. And, you know, that he's already begun his counseling.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Because we want Draymond back. He's good for the league. And, you know, the Warriors, they're not the same, obviously. They need him. So just want to wish both guys the best. Welcome back, Ja. Draymond, I hope you're getting the help that you need. Because, man, I think you're a good dude. But at some point, if you keep doing stupid stuff, you ain't a good dude.
Yeah, you just think, for as long as he has been around, and for as long as he has played the way he does, that, you know, when you're a veteran like that, here's the line, here's how close I can come. And it surprises me that he continues to cross over.
And, you know, the thing is, he's not the same player, but he's going to be around for at least 4 more years. He's going to have, they're probably going to have zero tolerance.
Right.
Worse than zero tolerance. So he's going to have to really get his act together. But same thing with Ja. I can't wait to see him play tonight.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
What else you got?
That's it, brother.
That's
those
it
two
for
guys.
Because
I
right.
think that, you know, in our job, people think we want to talk bad about people, which is totally 100% wrong. Nobody goes to work saying, hey, I'm going to trash.
Who am I going
to?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, nobody does that. But part of our job.
Are you sure nobody does that?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Some people.
Yes, they do.
Might do that, yes.
But, you know, we want these guys to be great basketball players. And you know how many millions of dollars they giving up? Millions of dollars. That you could put that towards your family, your kids, grandkids. Each one of them probably going to lose $5 to $10 million. That's crazy that they'll never see again. So I wish both of them luck, and I can't wait to see Ja tonight.
Very good. That's a short and to the point.
Yeah, because we didn't get a chance to talk about Draymond last week because we weren't on.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously he works with us, for us, whatever, how you want to phrase it. And it just happened to be Ja's coming back tonight, so I wanted to address it because, Keno, last week we got to get to do one of the coolest things that we ever got to do. So, y'all, we were in New York last week for Ernie going into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. It was really a cool event. I mean, Ernie, we're so proud to work with you. Going in the Hall of Fame is a big deal. And dealing with three nitwits, that can't be easy.
It was awesome to have you three walk out there.
But TNT, they're a bunch of dummies.
Why?
Because
they... No, don't trash anybody.
No,
here
I'm trashing somebody.
Okay, who are you going to trash?
Whoever put us at the same hotel. What are the chances of you, Maggie, Eric, Cheryl Ann walking around New York for 2 days and not seeing Big Ass Shaq, Big Ass Chuck, and Kenny?
You're the only one we saw.
Well, because Shaq was at the hookah bar, and Kenny was acting like he was big time in New York. But when you walked in the bar and said, Chuck, what are you doing here? I couldn't know what to say.
No, you didn't.
And then typical.
You're going in the Hall of Fame tomorrow night, so I got to be here.
Yeah, and then Ernie says me right off the bat, who's doing the show? That's how professional he is, y'all.
Oh.
The first thing he says, Chuck, what are you doing here? I said, Ernie, you're going in the Hall of Fame tomorrow. I wouldn't miss it. Then the second thing he says, who's doing the show? I said,
Turned out it was Adam Lefko.
Shout out to Adam and the new baby.
And for sure. Jamal Crawford was on there.
Yes.
Grant Hill was on there, and Vince Carter, Half Man, Half Amazing, was on there too.
Amazing.
They did a great job. I saw some of it after all the festivities last week. But thank you. Appreciate you guys being there.
Oh, man, just to see you with your grandkids, it's
had
a special.
Had the whole family up there, man.
I mean, that was so special.
And you know what? I need to say something, because I felt bad when I got done. You know the worst thing about those is when you start naming people, and then you leave somebody out. So Ben Spitalik was up there. Victoria McBride was up there.
Yes, I like her. Yeah.
Taria was there. And I wanted to shout them out, and I did not. So this—
Nobody cares about
this
Ben.
This is a way of saying thank you to those guys, too, for being there and helping the whole family get up there. Taria set up a Peloton ride for me and Eric and
Shout
Maggie.
Out to her.
A live Peloton ride with Alex Toussaint.
I'm never
going to
give Ben Spitalik any credit.
No, I'm always going to.
He's a nobody.
Why would you say that about Ben?
That's called spewing facts. He walks around here and don't do anything.
No, he does a lot.
No, he doesn't.
And Ben, I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
I'm trying to talk about how tall he is.
I'm not talking about how tall he is.
He's talking to you like he's.
I'm
like,
not talking about how tall he is, but I'm saying he's a big man. He's a big man.
Well, Weight Watchers are helping with that.
No, not that kind of a big man.
Okay, sorry.
And on that note, let's take a break here on the Steam Room. When we come back, legendary, longtime producer
Mike Pearl here.
Inside the NBA.
Mike Pearl here.
No.
Timothy Kiley's here.
Yes, indeed. TK next. We are back on the Steam Room.
Yes, sir.
Oh, oh, oh.
And joined by the legendary longtime producer of Inside the NBA, the recently retired Tim Kiley.
A little Christmas spirit, Chuck.
Wait, if you're retired, why are you here?
Looking for something to do.
That's right. I'm doing nice things for you guys. Here's your hat. I want to see if that actually can fit on your head.
There is not a chance.
That's not a chance.
There is not a chance. And one side says naughty and one side says nice.
You know what the white elephant game is?
Oh, I've done white elephants before.
What's the white elephant game?
All right.
It's a white elephant gift exchange. So, have you not done a white elephant gift
exchange? You never did a white elephant?
No.
It's when everybody gets together and you pick a present, and if you don't like it, you can steal other people's presents. You can go back into the bag and
do all
sorts of stuff.
I've never heard a white elephant before.
Yeah. Well, you're about to experience it.
Don't open it yet,
Ernie. I will not open mine. Thank you.
Chuck, you open yours, and then if you don't like it, you can ask to get back into the bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope this is some good stuff.
We'll see in a minute.
Hey, you know the crew, Cap and Abs Abington and
Audrey, and everybody came up.
Hey, let me tell you something. Cap is like Ben Spitalnik.
Here we go.
Vital to the operation.
What a Grinch you are, like Chuck.
Okay, what you got?
Oh, my God.
What is it?
A bird feeder.
Oh, nice.
You want it to go back?
Hold it. Open it up. Let me see it.
Because Ernie could use this.
I know.
I probably already have one.
Window bird feeder.
Oh, that's the kind with the suction cups you can put on a big picture window and the birds fly right up to the window.
And you actually know that? Wow.
Yes. Window bird feeder.
The first gift was a failure, I guess.
Yeah, it was definitely a failure.
You're not going to go with that. Okay.
No.
Normally on the white elephant, you're limited to one.
Yes.
To one exchange. But
since we're kind of doing our own rules.
Yeah, since it's just us. Yeah. No peeking.
No peeking?
That's what it says on the wrapping paper.
A mail organizer. Who got needs a mail organizer? Yeah,
as I recall, you don't have any mail that comes to your house.
I do not.
Maybe they send you some mail.
We don't even need to open it.
I want to know what it is.
Look at the picture. It's a mail organizer.
Okay.
You can put all of your mail in that organizer. Are you going to pass on the mail organizer?
Yes.
Since you have no mail.
Okay. Here you go.
Good.
Sooner or later.
One of these has got to hit.
This better not be draws. I hate when I hate when people in my family give me draws. And
draws.
Does it feel like draws?
They know I don't even wear draws.
Hold on, your family knows that too?
Yeah.
I guess if they listen to the steam room.
Come on, Chuckster. What is it?
Coffee.
Hmm.
Well, you're 0-3. You know, I've never had coffee.
Here we go.
Didn't you start trying coffee a couple years ago?
It was the worst 3 days of my life. They said it was good for health and things like that.
Yeah, but you said the heck with health.
The heck with health. Two more to go, Chuck. Okay. Hopefully we hit one of them.
But, I tried it.
That's
3 days. Tough. Come on, man. We can't eat guacamole. You know how I feel about guacamole.
No, guacamole. Oh, my.
Chuck,
this is like all of the things, Chuckster, that you despise all happen to be in the white elephant.
I'll take that home.
That's why I think y'all should just give me cash.
Yeah, that's it.
And then I can buy my own stuff.
Some guac.
Guacamole is just a bottle of mush.
It's nice, man.
Guacamole and salsa, Chuck. I'll correct you on that. It's kind of a medium
combo?
Thing working here. Oh,
I like
yeah.
it. I like
Bring it,
it,
TK.
What's this last one? Is this the last one?
This is the last
one. Jeez, I hope not. What you got?
What is this? Champagne in Miami. What is this?
This is a, I can't, what is that?
It looks like a brush.
Oh, it's a hairbrush.
Well,
y'all
consistent.
Man.
Every gift sucks.
Man, alive.
Well, Ernie, it's time for you.
No, I hope I have a better one than you did, Chuck.
I think they probably gave you something good.
Why?
Because you, Ernie Johnson.
Because you think that's the way this podcast works.
That's it,
Ernie.
Let's do this to Chuck, but let's give Ernie some really good stuff. I like the birds on the wrapping paper. Oh,
that's
nice.
Audrey and Abby's touch.
Chickadees. Those are chickadees.
It's called birds, Ernie.
Chickadees. No,
they're called birds.
Yeah. When you put this thing on your window and the chickadees come right up there, you'll be able to see. I'd like to see. Put that. You're up high at the Four Seasons. Do you have a nice window out to the world?
I'm not.
Put
the bird
out there, man.
Yeah, there
see what
come.
Kind of birds go up that high. That
Ernie.
Would be nice. Because they can fly, you know. Oh, see, I like
way
this.
To go, Captain Obvious. Oh, Birds can
love
fly.
This. The Godfather t-shirt. I do
grandfather.
Like that.
Why can I
oh,
get...
the grandfather.
There we
the
go.
The grandfather. I like
why,
it a lot.
Why can I get a gift like that?
Huh?
You got
a
that.
Nice hat. The hat looks good
this
on you.
I love
good.
That.
I look like a doofus.
And I'll keep that. And there's also, this is a little bonus.
A little bonus.
You are the grandfather. Look at that.
What is that?
That's, apparently it's two tickets to Garth Brooks, since you didn't come through with any Garth Brooks tickets when we were in Vegas.
Well, I wasn't there.
I know, but remember, we are on a podcast.
Yeah,
I said, hey, make a call.
You're going to hook it up.
Make a call.
I couldn't make a call because I didn't get there to the day of that game.
Oh, I guess you can't call Vegas.
So, you know, I really won't meet Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome right there.
Tickets to Garth Brooks.
You know what? You know what?
Now, come on, so.
Did you ever see Bill O'Reilly say, play it out, Ernie?
Yeah.
Play it out. What does that mean? Play it out.
No.
I want a little Christmas music. So we're going to play it out, and you're going to sing because you're the greatest karaoke man of all time.
You
spewing fate straight facts, homie.
This segment was going so well, and now you're going to bring karaoke into it?
Yes.
Let her rip, guys.
Let's hear it. We got to hear music, right?
Yep.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly.
Hold it. Want to go with the music?
I was doing it.
Wait, no.
Start over, guys.
Start over again, guys.
Wait till it, you know, the music will
it'll hit
cue you as to when to sing.
No, I saw it.
All right.
I know you saw it, but you were way ahead of it. I'm trying to help you out.
I thought you were old brown eyes.
I'm old brown eyes.
They're ready to try again. Now, okay. Listen to the music. I'll point at you.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul with a corn pipe and button nose, two eyes
Take your
made
time.
Out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know he came to life one day. But there must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found for when they placed it on his head. He began to dance around. Old Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play
tree.
Just the same as you and me. Old Thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity, thump, thumpity, thump, thump, over the hills of snow. Frosty the Snowman knew what new sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun. Now before I melt away down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here, and there's all around the square.
This is the rap version.
Hey, man, leave me.
Go.
Wait. Traffic cop, he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop, Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye, said, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
Written by J. Rollins, S. Nelson. Chappelle and Company.
Somebody. Last thing, eggnog.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Chuck. You ever had any?
No.
You're not going to try it? It's Christmas.
Come on, man.
Try some eggnog. Try some eggnog.
Try some eggnog.
There it is. Oh, there's eggnog in here.
There is eggnog in there.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah?
It's not some
once a year.
Once a year.
You spike it with whiskey, you know.
Now you got my attention. You got Chuck's attention.
Merry Christmas,
boys. Did you say they do or they did?
Merry Christmas, brother.
Merry Christmas, DK.
Merry Christmas.
Love you, brother.
Legendary longtime producer, Tim Kiley, joining us here.
Thanks,
inside
Abby.
The steam
thanks,
room.
Audrey. Thanks, Cap.
Yeah, thanks for the guy for making me look like a damn idiot with this hat.
Yeah, we got a bunch of calls coming up. The Chuck's answering machine is next on the steam room.
I don't want to see you re-gifting that bird feeder to Sarah Land.
Chuck and Ernie in the steam room. Come and join us in the steam room. Chuck and Ernie in the steam room. Leave your towel on in the steam room.
Chuck and Ernie in the steam room. Chuck and Ernie in the steam room. Leave your towel on in the steam room.
We are back.
Yes, we are.
Before we go any further, Chuckster, a special message for you from an Auburn legend.
Hey, Chuck, what's good with it? Listen, from one person who went to the greatest university in the land, who's the best athlete to come through Auburn? Ooh, listen to the question.
Great question.
Now, before you answer that question, Chuck, let's just keep it a buck. The reason why we went to school, you had the honor to go to school and be in school at the same time with Kurt Thomas, Big Hurt, Bo Jackson, yourself, but I went to school to win championships. So with that being said, answer that question. Let me call it.
Well, it's between me and Bo Jackson. Cam, I love Cam, but Cam, we disqualified Cam because he was only at Auburn for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was a great year.
Right.
But me, Bo, and Frank Thomas were all there for 3 years.
Yeah.
So much as I love you, Cam, thanks for the championship. You can't move up the food chain after 1 year. That's just my rule.
So who's it, so if it's between it's, you and Bo?
It's between me and Bo.
Who is it?
Well, I hate saying this, to be honest with you. Watching that dude play football and baseball is one of the greatest joys of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that dude was so big and so strong and so fast. And every time he touched the ball, you're like, this dude's going to score. So I would never say this publicly, especially when Bo's around.
Oh, this is publicly.
Trust me. Bo Jackson's not listening to the podcast.
Yeah, but a lot of people are. And they'll say, hey, you know what I heard Charles say on the Steam Room?
I guarantee you right now, Bo somewhere, two of my really good friends, Bo and Carmelone, I'm willing to bet that they're somewhere in a blind somewhere shooting something.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys hunt more than any two people.
They're doing something that involves big trucks, too.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, though, them dudes go hunting so much. Like, Carl always hates golf. He says just a waste of pasture land because he goes to, like, Africa and do, like, those.
But Bo likes to play golf.
He does, but he loves to hunt more.
Yeah.
So
what's the answer?
Bo Jackson.
If that's true, it's just by this much, man. I say it's a dead heat. I'll give it a, it's a dead heat. And Frank Thomas, you see Frank much anymore?
Actually, Frank is in Atlanta. We were together last night.
Was it you and Frank and Doug Flutie talking about those pills you can take?
No, so Frank was in town. he was in town for the day, and he called me when I was actually driving back from Alabama. He says, Chuck, where you at? I says, well, I'm in Alabama, but I'm heading back to Atlanta. He says, I'm in town for business. And we got together last night, because anytime I see those guys, Bo, Frank, Rowdy Gaines.
Yeah.
You know, Rowdy's the one guy who got screwed because of the Olympic boycott. He was the best in the world.
He's a great swimmer.
Yes, great swimmer. Great dude, too. Mm-hmm. But he got screwed by the boycott of the Olympics.
I should say, he also worked with us. Rowdy Gaines worked with us on TBS back in the back in the U.S. Olympic gold days and that kind of thing. So
but he's such a good dude. Yeah. And we try to make sure he gets his shine because – because of the Olympic boycott, he didn't get his shine back in college. But he's a really good dude and one of the great Auburn men.
So I think it's time to jump into the answering machine. I think we've got a bunch of calls on this final episode of 2023.
Let's do it, brother.
The number?
404 995.
Nope. 404-987-3033. Let me try this. 404-987-0330. Very nice.
Yes.
All right. First call.
Hello, world. This is Charles Barkley. Leave me a message.
Hey, what's up, Pod Pals? This is Teddy again from Chicago, Illinois. Original longtime loyal steamer. Ernie, I am honored that you guys used my idea a couple weeks ago as the end of the podcast from now on. EJ is good for the soul. That is amazing. I have a lot of friends here in Chicago that gave me some street cred for that. I know Charles said he was going to hire me. I'm ready whenever you want, Charles. I'll move out there. Let me know what I can do. My question is, I saw a clip the other day of the infamous episode of the 1-2 back to one, and I just have to hear what happened when the cameras cut, what happened after that scene. Was Charles poking at Shaq. Was Shaq still as fired up as it seemed like he was on the air? Ernie, you seem to have lost it. I mean, so I just got to hear the story of that. Love you guys. Thank you so much. And cheers to everyone.
Cheers. One of the great stories in inside history. Shaq was so mad. He didn't speak to us the rest of the night or the next day. And he was really mad.
He was really mad.
And I had to let it go. Because once he flips the switch to mad, anything can happen. So Kenneth's like, yo, man, let it go. Because this dude is so hot right now. And Shaq is, I will tell you this about Shaq. Shaq is very sensitive.
Yes, he is.
He's very sensitive. He makes us laugh because he can give you shit, but when you give him shit, he gets all sensitive. But man, that was one of the funniest things. This dude was so bad. He didn't speak to us for like three days.
Yeah, that was one of the few things that for all the laughs we had on the air and as funny as that thing was, that was one of those few episodes that did have carryover.
Yeah.
Because then when we did the show the next night,
he wasn't speaking.
Volunteering anything. No. It was like I had to ask him a question. You know, that okay, so who do you like in this series? Whoever rebounds better. Okay, let's go back on this side. It was hilarious. It was great.
You know, it's so funny. Shout out to Audie and everybody who did that.
Oh, the documentary.
Yes.
Yeah. The inside story, which you can watch on Max, by
the way. Yes, okay. Man, we've been here so long. I can't believe, when did we do that?
Yeah, some of that old stuff is But that one was relatively recent.
Yeah.
And I will never forget that.
I'm telling you something, man. We do so much stuff, especially during the playoffs. We own every day for like 6 weeks. And you forget all the funny, stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go back and look at it, man, everybody should go and watch that documentary because it was fabulous. Because you forget. I mean, I'm on year 24. I didn't remember half the stuff I did like the first 3 or 4 years. And see it again. And Kenny said the exact same thing. He said, man, I don't even remember doing that.
I remember the night you referred to the Titanic as a ball smoting accident.
Say what?
Said something about when he was jumping off the Titanic. I looked at you and he said, the Titanic, Ernie, you know, it's a ball smoting accident.
I got a little tongue tied. Some old boating accident.
Next call.
Hey, fellas. Loyal Steamer. Three-time Black Masters champion. Calling to wish a couple of Hall of Famers a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It was such a cool time up in New York celebrating with you guys at the Sports Broadcasting Hall of Fame induction. And I love you. Even if, Charles, you took the last two slices from Famous Ray's and left me and my sister, the public school teacher, hungry and alone at 2 a.m.
Hey, man.
Have a good one, y'all.
Ray's Pizza in New York.
That's Eric Johnson, by the way.
That Ray's Pizza in New York. It's one of my favorite things late night.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things late night. Just one slab with pepperoni and sausage.
Two. Huh? Apparently you got two.
Well, because you know I hadn't eaten.
Uh huh.
Because they had us sitting at the hotel all night.
So you missed the food.
Yes.
At the,
they brought it. They're like, we're going over around 9:30.
Well, you had time to eat before 9:30.
Yeah, but we just were in.
How much time do you need to eat?
I don't need much time.
I know.
But they were like, we got to go. All right. And so I got my two slices of Ray's pizza. And they were delicious.
Well, I'm sure that Eric and Maggie are happy to hear that. And Nate Smeltz was also there.
Why do you keep naming these nobodies? Ben, Nate, why do you keep naming
them? There's no such thing as nobodies in this group. There's no such thing as nobodies.
See, that's why you're the godfather. You got to say something positive about everybody.
Try to.
I'll just tell you. But Ben and Nate.
Next call.
Hey, Charles and EJ, longtime loyal steamer, and I love to bake. And so with Christmas coming up comes Christmas baking. And I wanted to know, what are your favorite Christmas cookies or Christmas treats? Happy holidays, guys. Bye.
It's funny that she brings that up because I have in my possession today.
The stacks?
The stuff that Cheryl Ann always makes.
Oh, man.
For the last show before Christmas for the crew. So we got cookies. We got we got all kind of cookies and goodies, but
the stacks.
It's the haystacks.
Yeah. So
which is like those
a bunch of little thin pretzels.
Those, no, it's not pretzels.
It's not?
No, it's those. What do you call them? Those crinkly. What are those things called? It's like the Chinese noodles, the crunchy ones. Anyway, you know them when you see them.
Yeah.
And peanuts and butterscotch.
So to answer your question, young lady.
Haystacks.
I only eat lemon dessert. I love lemon dessert. It's just my thing. Like, I'm not big on any other type of cake or anything.
Oh, how about the red velvet cake?
Well, I do make exceptions for that.
Yes.
Because Sherland put her time and effort in. And I only eat vanilla ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to put flavors on ice cream.
But you do like those haystacks.
I love those haystacks. You know, you got to be
dangerous. So you do make a few exceptions.
Well, just the haystacks.
And red velvet cake.
Yeah, well, listen, your wife, she going to slave over the stove. Yeah. I'm not going to leave sitting there.
That's why. Yes. Next call.
Hey, Charles and Ernie. This is Steve from downtown Auburn. Whenever I'm at Hamilton's, I check to see if Charles is at the bar. I really enjoy your podcast, and I would like to ask y'all a question. My wife and I disagree about whether it's better to go out or stay in on New Year's Eve. So in the opinion of Charles Barkley, what is the best way to spend New Year's Eve? Happy New Year and War Eagle.
War Eagle, brother. Every time I go down to Auburn, I go to Hamilton's. Shout out to the ladies.
And what is Hamilton?
It's just like a bar. Mm-hmm. And we just hang out. And it's just like me and Bruce Pearl were there when I was down for the Iron Bowl. And we raised a lot of money.
Is it near the stadium?
Hamilton's? Probably 3 blocks away.
Okay.
That's
near.
Yeah. So you have to really be careful on New Year's Eve.
No doubt.
Because you cannot go out with a bunch of drunk fools.
Amateur night.
So my advice is get a small group of friends and y'all stay at somebody's house where everybody's safe because, number one, you want to drive as little as possible because everybody's on the highway drunk probably. But you can't be around fools when they're drinking. And that's one of the days you just start drinking early and you go all night. So
some people do. No. It's not like this is your instruction.
Well, you're not going to bed at 10 o'clock.
No, but it's not like I get up and start drinking until midnight.
Get up. You already should have been out. You should have already been out.
I'm a stay-in guy at New Year's Eve. I'm sure that comes as a real stunner to you, Chuckster.
You're probably in the bed by 10:30.
No, I usually make it, but everybody else is, you know, asleep. And especially if you have the grandkids with you, it's like, hey, let's pretend, or when the kids were young.
Yeah.
Hey, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you did it. Hey, go to bed.
Yeah, and the really cool thing about living in Arizona, you get to do it like 4 times.
Wow.
You know, you start, like, everybody starts looking at East Coast. We're watching Anderson Cooper on CNN. Then you get the Central time zone. Then you get the Mountain time zone. And then you get the Pacific time zone.
Yeah.
So that's why it's such
a
big deal.
That's the way it works.
That's the way it works. But we celebrate all of them. We don't wait to our time zone. We celebrate when Anderson Cooper drops that ball, I'm good.
Wow. Next.
Hey there. Longtime listener, first time caller here from Buford, Georgia. I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you both and to everybody in the steam room and all the folks at Inside the NBA. Chuck, enjoy those sweet grandbabies this Christmas. And Poppy, start building that bedroom fort because we're sending all the grandkids over. Merry Christmas to all. And to all the last 2 slices of famous Ray's pizza. Love you too. Merry Christmas.
You got to be quick on
my oldest daughter, Maggie, the Buford High School teacher.
Oh, man. Special ed, too.
Deprived of the pizza there on last
I didn't want them eating
Tuesday
that late.
Night.
I didn't want them eating that late.
They wanted to eat that.
But, man.
Thank you, Maggie, for that call.
I'm so proud of your daughter. Because you know how I feel about teachers.
Yes.
And to be a special ed teacher is a whole nother level. Because you had to have the patience of Job. Because those kids are so special. And I can't imagine what type of discipline it takes to deal with a bunch of those kids. And she flat out loves it.
She's got a great group and she's so creative and comes up with different ways to make the days special for them. And that unified softball game she does every year where you got the varsity players helping out the Special Olympics kid in a softball game. Off the charts. Off the charts.
I do a special ed event down in Lakeland, Florida with Publix.
Yeah.
We have an LPGA player, a PGA player, and a senior tour player, and we play 9 holes with a special needs kid. And Ernie, they get so excited to be out there. I've been doing it for like 13 years, and going down there and playing with some of those kids, they are so happy and have so much joy just to hit a stupid golf ball. And I'm like, man, this is really cool. Shout out to my boy Barney Barnett, who runs Publix. But that thing was the first thing I tried to put on my schedule, because the joy those kids have, and it's a weird thing, because I'm talking to the parents, they're like, for some reason, golf is the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't, it's like, he can't play basketball, he can't play baseball, but they get so excited to hit that little ball. It's really special.
Puts a smile on your face, for sure. That's for sure. All right, next call.
Hi, I'm Cody from Miamisburg, Ohio. Longtime listener, first-time caller, longtime steamer. I had a question prepared for each of you, but something I heard on a recent episode just blew those questions out of the water. Ernie, I have to know, why do you hate Star Trek? It's not often that you hear you use the word hate in something. Someone who is seemingly as optimistic as you are all the time. So I got to know, like, why do you hate Star Trek?
I want to know that too.
I just, you know what? I don't want to use, if I use the word hate, it's not like a hate. It's just like it does nothing for me. And I just, for some reason, I don't like that, that kind of stuff. I'm not a Star Wars guy. I'm not a Star Trek guy.
He's just being blasphemous now.
No, it's just one of those things that just I've never gotten into. I'm not going to apologize for it. It's just that's like, that's the way it is.
William Shatner.
Yeah. Was he in? I'm just kidding.
I met him one time in Vegas and I was like, we're never going to be together again. I just walked up to him. Thank you for all you have done. He's had an amazing career after Star Trek.
Right.
And I like Star Trek. I don't know if I like the new ones like I like the old one. My man, shout out to my man Spock, rest in peace.
Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah. So, yeah. What did he say about my question?
He said he had to ask me about Star Trek.
But he said he had a question for both of us.
But he said, but when he heard me talking about Star Trek in less than glowing terms, he changed his question to mine. So there you go. You have nothing to answer. Next.
Hello, everyone in the entire Steam Room podcast team. My name is Dwayne Portis. Growing up, I was glued to my screen watching the Inside the NBA show on TNT with Ernie, Shaq, Kenny, and Chuck. And so when I was blessed with the opportunity to be a talent ambassador for the NCAA March Madness tournament, I couldn't turn it down. Being able to work with people I look up to and had only seen on the TV for so long allowed me to have one of the best weeks of my life. It got even better when during a meeting, I met Charles Barkley for the first time. And he asked me who I was. Even though I felt like I kept my cool the whole time, I was obviously a little nervous to meet him. I introduced myself, and we started talking about where I went to go to college, where I came from, and the type of person I am. My dream school was Howard University, a historically black college and university in Washington, D.C. Even though I told all my friends and family that's where I was going, the financial aspect of the school was hard to come to terms to, and almost made it certain that I would not go. Because of the type of person Chuck is, he offered to pay for my tuition as long as I performed my job for the tournament. Even though I was cool in the moment, there were no other thoughts that entire time. I had so many questions I wanted to ask him. Why don't you like the woman in San Antonio? Do you still have on a man's bracelet from the steam room? And so much more. My mind always stayed on the prize, and because he is a man who keeps his word, Chuck paid for me to go to school. I am thriving now because of your generosity, and the only words I can really say to you are thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I know Ernie has been doing a segment about things that are good for the soul, and I just wanted to spotlight something Charles is doing that I think qualifies as good for the soul.
Wow, Chuckster.
He was a great kid, and he's like, well, I want to go here, but my mom's a single mom and I can't afford to go. I says, if you want to go, I'll get you in. I said, if you get in, I'll pay for it. And if he keeps his grade up, I'm going to pay for the whole thing. Because, man, a lot of these kids just need an opportunity. And obviously, Howard is an amazing school. But when he said, he says, my mom can't afford it. I said, dude, we're not going to worry about mom. I got you. And I'm glad he reminded me because I probably got to get him some more of your money going soon.
That's awesome,
yeah,
man.
But it's awesome, Ernie, when you can do that for somebody.
That just speaks volumes about you, Chuckster. That's good. It's good for the soul, and it's good to hear from him.
Yes.
That the interaction itself was probably enough. Just, hey, I met Charles Barkley and talked to him, and now you're paying for him to go to Howard.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Good dude. Proud of him.
Yeah. So that's it for the calls, correct? Abby? Abby is doing the producing.
Finally got rid of Cap.
Cap's doing our show tonight on TNT, by the way.
Oh,
so
God.
That's why Abs is in the chair.
Are you serious? Are you serious? He going to ruin the show?
No.
Come on, Cap.
He's going to be great.
Cap.
So that means you only have one thing left to do, right? That's good for the soul, correct? All right.
EJ is good for the soul.
I think that would be a great way to end the show.
Love that idea.
Good idea, Ernie. A toast to my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
Watched that again the other day, man. It's a Wonderful Life. It was just tremendous. Got choked up at that final scene like I always do. Meantime, Good for the Soul this time is a commercial from Germany. Doc Morris of Germany is an online pharmacy, and they have this holiday commercial that reminds you to stay in shape and take care of yourself. So you'll love it. Yeah, for those folks, I know that doesn't translate well to a podcast when there's no dialogue or anything in the commercial, but check it out. Doc Morris, what is it, Doc Morris? And I mean, if you just Google Doc Morris commercial. But yeah, it's 2 minutes of what appears to be a grandfather who is working out and working out and working out and trying to, and working with the kettlebell, and all in preparation for going to Christmas and being able to lift his grandchild up and put the star on the...
That's so special.
On the
good job, Ernest.
No, I love that, man. And I've seen that before, and then when I saw it again this week, I was like, that's
special.
That's got to be shared.
Yeah. I understand what my man's feeling.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, and like, you know, Henry, he's probably old enough to understand right now. And I'm not big on getting kids gifts, to be honest with you, because they get more enamored with the paper than they do the actual gift. So I'm looking forward to seeing Charlie. She's about 7 months, but I think I might have to give in to get Henry a gift.
Yeah. We hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. We appreciate you all hanging out with us on the Steam Room. Our last one of 2023, back ready to go in 2024.
Yep.
On Thursday, January 4th, because we're going to be doing Thursday games, so we'll be doing the Steam Room on Thursday.
Been avoiding the NFL. We've been avoiding the NFL.
We're all about truth telling.
That's right.
That's all we do here. The Steam Room. Merry Christmas.
Merry
Happy
Christmas.
New Year. Love y'all.